We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Horowitz and Boccioni are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. McCarthy, he's winning award after award on Incredible Updates. We'll have another one here in about 27 minutes. You heard Mr. McCarthy in his update talk about Andrew Luck. We've been discussing it with my huge opinion, the start last hour, your huge opinions. I didn't see the career of Andrew Luck warranting the breaking news coverage that we've had last 2.5-3 hours. I think he's had a decent NFL career. It wouldn't be a great one. And, you know, it ended with injuries. That took a toll on him physically and mentally. He's a tough guy. But he's not a Hall of Famer. Had the potential to be a Hall of Famer. So I'm asking a couple of questions. Did the career of Andrew Luck in the NFL warrant this breaking news type media, online, social networks, television coverage? Did it warrant what we had tonight, or is it just a slow sports headline evening? And then what group would you put Andrew Luck in that would be on the right shelf that he had an NFL career comparable? And it's not just numbers. It's your own personal opinion on watching Andrew Luck that you would compare him against these two or three QBs. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go out to Anchorage, Alaska. Daryl, thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. Get right to the point. I'm actually from Indiana. I've been living, I'm a diehard Indianapolis Colts fan. But the deal is, this is what I think. I'm definitely going to take him in a category with Tony Romo as far as overall. I would take him over Tony Romo any day. But what I'm saying about Andrew Luck is, Andrew Luck, to me, this is my personal opinion, I'm a Peyton Manning fan by far. He's probably the best quarterback I've ever seen. Not because I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan. I just think he's overall is a great quarterback for what he's done. He's done everything for the game. Andrew Luck, I thought he could have been just as well as better than Peyton Manning. But let me tell you something. If Andrew Luck had the protection like Peyton Manning, I really think that Andrew Luck would be a Hall of Famer. He didn't have nowhere near the protection that Peyton Manning had. And I think if he did have that protection, he would still be playing. And it's not to blame Andrew Luck at all. I just think the front office, the general manager, they did a terrible job protecting him because he'll still be playing right now today. That's all I got to say. And I thank you for receiving my call.
Yeah, and Daryl, thank you for listening in beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. Let's travel to Indiana, home of the Colts. Graham, you're up next on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, as a Colts fan and being from the state of Indiana, this is breaking news for the state. It's definitely deflating. The thing is about Andrew Luck, you can't compare him to anyone because he didn't necessarily have a full career. And like the caller said before, for the first 4 years, he had no protection. This is the reason I think it's breaking news is because this season, going into this season, the Colts are, I would say, a top five team in the AFC. So as for breaking news for the country, this is breaking news that the quarterback of a top five team in the AFC is now retiring after 7 years or whatever. And this was supposed to be the season. This was the year that we had the protection. We did all the draft picks for the offensive line. We put all the weapons around him. This was the year that the state of Indiana had been waiting for. And now we're all left to wonder what would have been. So you have to look at it from that standpoint, too. We didn't get to see a full career of Andrew Luck. And it's just a shame. It really is. I hate to hear it. Hopefully, I guess we're going to have to rally behind Jacoby Brissett. But
Graham, how would you compare Andrew Luck's career to what level of QBs? If you had a shelf and you would put an Andrew Luck picture with the picture of these NFL QBs, that would be comparable.
Well, the thing is, I heard the Romo comparison, but Luck did make the AFC Championship a la Deflategate. He had the big win last year, you know, in Houston, and that was with a team that wasn't that great. I mean, this year was going to be better. Hopefully, we could have got more. But in comparison, I think he's a little above Romo because he did win playoff games, and he did it with probably lesser talent than Romo had.
So who's in that group then? If he's above Romo, and that was one of the QBs I brought up. A Matt Stafford type who, you know, doesn't have the playoff resume, even though right. It's not deep with Luck. Who would be comparable then in your mind to Luck?
It's going to be hard for me to make a comparison. Everything I'm coming up with is he didn't have a career like Phillip Rivers or any of those guys. Like even Eli Manning, he's won two Super Bowls and. So I can't compare him to that upper echelon of quarterbacks, but I do believe he's a mid-tier quarterback. I can't come up with a comparison because it's hard for me because I'm watching a guy retire basically in his prime. I mean, this was so I know you don't like to use the potential word and everything, but there was so much potential for this team, and maybe Andrew Luck goes up in the upper echelon of quarterbacks after this year or the next 3 years. And we look at his career completely different. Up to this point, he's—I would have to say, as much as I hate to say it, being from Indiana, he's been a mid-tier quarterback up to this point.
Thank you, Graham. Appreciate your honesty. I love Indiana, the Hoosier State. We appreciate all who listen there. Have a great rest of your weekend, Stefano in Scottsdale, Arizona. You're up next on CBS Sports Radio.
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my friend.
Awesome. So you know what? The reason why we're having this discussion right now is, does everybody remember 6-7 years ago when how everybody in the NFL was upset by the fact that Peyton Manning retires and, oh, my God, they now have Andrew Luck. It's going to be a dynasty that goes on for another 20 years, right? Andrew Luck is nothing more than a first-round quarterback that failed to meet expectations. He missed 25 games in the past 3 years, okay? He doesn't belong anywhere in any kind of reference or any kind of commenting about where he stands with the great. He never played 6 full seasons, okay? So, and please spare me to talk about, oh, yeah, have protection, blah, blah, blah. Every quarterback doesn't have enough protection, all right? So stop with that. He just joins the ranks of every other first-round quarterback that failed to meet expectations, period.
Thank you, Stefano, out in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. Pete in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. Busy night with people chiming in from the Metroplex. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Listen, I love how everyone tends to talk bad about someone that doesn't do what they want them to do. Listen, this is breaking news because of the timing. This kid, the franchise was expecting this kid to start the season. All of a sudden, he's not. Yeah, it's breaking news because then what are they going to do? They're getting ready to take a flight. Now they have no pilot. So this breaking news, and to shoot your argument, to warrant breaking news, this guy's got to have a great career. He's got to be if that's the case, then Dan Marino shouldn't even be on the blip. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Dan Marino didn't. So if that's your argument, then you're talking out both sides of your mouth. So it's breaking news because of the timing. They got caught with their pants down, and so that's the reason why it's breaking news. Don't bury this guy because he didn't do what
I didn't bury him. I just said it didn't warrant the breaking news, Pete.
I'm talking about the other fans. I'm talking about the callers. And you are too, in a sense. Just let's be real about it. You're killing this kid because
No, I'm not killing. He had a decent NFL career. Right. Injuries took its toll. He admitted that at the podium tonight.
And listen, how many of us would get out there and take multiple fractures to their bodies? Yeah, this wears down on people. These are not robots. These kids. I don't blame him. Versus facing a lifetime full of pain, I'd walk away from the game, too.
I appreciate your call, my man. In Dallas, thank you, Pete, listening on 105.3. 93.3 FM. Hey, they boot him off the field tonight in Indy. In Indy. You can look on my Twitter feed. I think I shared it from Dan Dockage, who's a Indy talk show host. They booed Andrew Luck off the field. You know why? Because he left the... This is supposed to be a team that... All right, will the Patriots do it again? Can Mahomes and the Chiefs keep it going? Because after that, you start to say, okay, who was the third best team? Chargers, right? Healthy. With Gordon, Rivers, everybody healthy. Bosa. So we'll go third best to the Chargers. Browns are in that conversation. I think you could have said, based on experience, that, you know, Luck, they could have been that fourth team. And they won a playoff game last year. They got drilled in Kansas City. A lot of what ifs, and I think that defines the career of Andrew Luck. It's not a negative. The fans were booing him. I'm not booing him. He made money playing a game. He's set for life. He wants to move on with his life. It doesn't include football, and you heard that sound bite in McCarthy's update, I think, 15 minutes ago. The fans were booing him in Indy. Okay? Not me. I'm not booing him. I think if Breeze or Rodgers retires, then that warrants breaking news. I get it's a slow night. It's a slow time. We were blessed to have a great college football game. Think about the NFL headlines, training camp. Okay, Antonio Brown's feet, then Antonio Brown's helmet, which I think the helmet thing was to cover up the feet thing until his feet were better and he could practice because he's embarrassed about the feet. That's my conspiracy theory. Luck, I think the angst of the fans is probably, hey, you left this hanging. Why didn't you do this if you're thinking of walking? Do it last spring. Leave then. Then the Colts get in on the open market on a free agent. They can't go with Jacoby Brissett, can they? I mean, Brissett's had his moments when he was, you know, backing up Brady and Foxborough. And I'm looking at, you know, Raiders have a, you know, Glenn, I don't know what you do. That's where I think the booing is. I don't think the booing was all on Luck. It's some will look at this, especially the Colts fans in Indiana and across this country. You'll look at it that he stuck you. And that the season that could have been maybe an additional playoff win or two, now it looks like they'll be lucky to get to the playoffs, right? I think that's the Colts fan out there. Let's go to John in Foxborough, Massachusetts. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Good. Well, you know, Luck is a great kid. You know, I think Luck's career probably didn't play as long as Richard Todd or Steve Grogan, but he's kind of that kind of player. I don't think he ever really is with the Bradys or the, you know, Mannings. I don't even think he's Roger Staubach. I just think he's kind of like Grogan, but a great kid. Let's give him his due, and, you know, he'll have a great life. But are the Patriots the luckiest team in the world, in the history of the world? Because this defense, this Patriot defense, and I'm sorry, America. I am sorry. I'm glad. I live right down the street from the stadium. I've seen, 10 straight AFC championship games. But this Patriot defense is the best Patriot defense I've seen since the 2003-04 team. It is grooved to take Kansas City and make them and give them 3 points in the game. This is the best Patriots defense I've seen since Brewski and Seymour. It really is. And Manning, and I thought Luck was going to play in the AFC Championship game in New England this year. And I don't think Kansas City's the team. I don't think San Diego's got the team. That Patriots defense, watch that Patriots defense this year. Probably one of the best defenses they've ever had in this 20-year run.
Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you listening in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And why would Belichick bulk up on the defensive side of the ball. Kansas City offense. San Diego, they shredded that defense. Nobody saw that coming in the playoffs last year. He's looking at Kansas City. He's looking at possibly Cleveland, right? Offense. I mean, Andrew Luck, there was T.Y., and this is all based on health. If he would have played, you know, T.Y. Hilton, Paris Campbell, Ebron, that's a nice start, isn't it? So now who lucks out? Tennessee, Foles, and Jacksonville? I don't know. You know, Houston, Lamar Miller, what tore his ACL? Did I see that? While we're talking about breaking news with Luck, you also had the news that Lamar Miller, running back for the Texans, blew out his knee. Huge question of the night. You can answer it. Did the NFL career of Andrew Luck warrant the breaking news and all the conversation tonight? Online, on the social networks, on sports radio? I'm talking outside of Indiana. And then what group of quarterbacks, when you look at the career of Andrew Luck, and just your own huge opinion, do you put him in? How do you group him with what other quarterbacks? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Horowitz and Boccioni are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. McCarthy, we'll have another update here in just about 5 minutes. Huge question of the night. With the retirement of Andrew Luck, did his NFL career warrant a breaking news level night? And speaking of Luck's career, what other quarterbacks would you group him in? Just above Romo. I agree with what the caller said there. I go above Romo. Even though Culler had almost 35,000 yards, I can't believe that. But I would go Luck above Romo. I know, is it a... Well, Matt Ryan got to a Super Bowl, even though they blew that lead against the Patriots. Similar to a Matt Ryan-like career? That's a good question. So you can answer that 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Ricky in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. How you doing tonight?
Doing good, Ricky.
Yes, I just want to chime in about the Andrew Luck story. Like, I think at best he's like good to decent. Like, I can't really compare him like to. Well, I know he ain't like with the Rodgers, the Braves, the Manners, the Breezes, and I really hard for him to compare him. So, like you kind of said earlier, like Romo. Like, I'm from Dallas, so like Romo, he's a good quarterback, but he ain't, you know, so decent, good. You know, that's, you know, and for, you know, he retired. Okay, that's okay. He retired. That's good. But I guess in Indiana, I know that's a big thing for them. But and, you know, I like him. He's just, you know, he's a good guy. I like him.
Yeah, and I appreciate you listening down in Fort Worth, Ricky, and starting this segment with your huge opinion. He was a good but not great quarterback. Like I said about Matt Stafford's the fastest to 30,000. We're in an analytical world where we're judging greatness now on stats and numbers. And to me, I judge great quarterbacks on what they do in the playoffs. What they do in the postseason, or when you look at a situation and you say, you know, do they put their team on their back and can they still get it done? Those are the great ones. 1-855-212-4CBS. Scott in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening on WFNZ, one of America's great sports radio stations. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
It's huge. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to, I do think that the Matt Ryan comparison is pretty accurate, actually. But I'd like to call in two quick points. I'd like to take up for Andrew Luck. The notion that he just, you know, quit on his teams. I'm seeing this on Twitter, social media. I think this was an injury that he thought it was going to go away, and the training staff thought it was going to go away, and it didn't, and it didn't, and it didn't, and it just ground him down mentally. And also, to take up for presumably probably the 80% of Colts fans, you know, in the same way that the Toronto Raptors, I bet not even 25% of the Toronto Raptors fans cheered Kevin Durant's injury. But it's just the loud, drunk jerks that get hurt. And I don't think that the Colts fans at large, probably not even 30% of them, were jeering him going off. So the folks in Indiana are probably good people. I don't like to see Andrew Luck or their fans get dragged like that. That's all. Thanks, Huge. Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you, Scotty. Have a great Sunday there in Charlotte, North Carolina. AC in Dallas, 105.3 setting a record tonight on the Saturday Night Huge Show. What's your huge opinion, my man?
Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to make a quick point. I think Doug Gottlieb, with his opinion, is completely wrong. No one can really understand what a person is going through, like in their body playing this kind of game, how many hits you take, how many injuries you're going through, the mental toll. And, you know, there's so many other NFL players out there taking the same kind of, you know, bodily injuries. And somewhere down the line, that stuff's going to catch up to you. And with him in particular, I'm going to say it's probably catching up to him already. And, you know, and who knows what's going on for the future. So when a person has to decide it's time, you know. And it's ridiculous for someone to have that kind of opinion and say that, oh, you know, it's a millennial thing or whatever. You know what, dude? You play his position, you get rocked. And then, like, see how you feel. And you keep getting rocked, and you keep getting rocked, and you keep getting rocked. And then, like, see how you feel. I mean, it's just completely out of line, you know. We don't know what this man's going through. We don't know. And I feel sorry for the Colts fans. You know, it sucks. But you know what? Live for another day. You guys are going to draft another quarterback. Start the process all over. I'm sorry, but, you know, this is just how life goes.
Thank you, AC in Dallas. Let's grab Troy in Colorado before we get to McCarthy. And another update. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing, Huge?
Doing good, Troy.
I disagree with you guys, man. It is breaking news that Andrew Luck retired. Andrew Luck was in the prime of his career. And for him to retire like that, and then, like I said, it cripples the Colts as an organization because they put all that stock in them because they pushed Peyton Manning out the door. And they, you know, they like I said, they stuck for Luck and they got him. And, you know, and he was supposed to be the next franchise quarterback for him, which he was, and he won for him. And to compare him to guys like Tony Romo and Jay Cutler is disrespectful. Andrew Luck is at least Matt Ryan or Phillip Rivers, if you want to compare him to somebody.
Well, I don't know if I'd go Rivers.
What has Rivers done? What has Rivers done? What has he done?
He's been pretty good. You know, he has a great team around him now, but that dude's just been solid in money. He has.
How many championships have you won? How many? You said it's about playoffs and championships. How many has he won?
Playoff games? I'll check Rivers' record on playoffs.
Why? He's not that great when it comes to playoffs, and he's not that great when it comes to the postseason. He's okay, but he's not that great when it comes to postseason. So I would say he's in the category with them. And as far as you saying that the Broncos, my team, where are they going? Where are the Raiders going at? So we supposed to give our quarterback and just set up for a season, and the Raiders going to be so better than us when we were better than them last year, and we'll be better than them this year. Raiders ain't better than us. We better than the Raiders. And I guarantee you, with that fiasco they got going over there, Vontaze Burfict and Antonio Brown and his shenanigans, I guarantee you the Broncos will be better than this year. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, thank you, Troy. I appreciate the call in Colorado. And you don't have a prayer against the Chargers or the Chiefs. But your comparison with Phillip Rivers, Troy, may be spot on. Okay? We'll move Luck up to the Phillip Rivers category. Luck was, what, 4-4 in the playoffs? I think 3-4 is the number I just looked up for Phillip Rivers. So there you go. You know what? You're right. I'll move him up in the Rivers. I can listen to the audience. 8 playoff games for Luck, he's 4-4. 3-4 for Rivers. That's a good comparison. I'll agree with that. And I'm willing to listen to the people of Colorado and North America. If you want to join us live, one final segment before we send it off to Zach Gelb here in less than 30 minutes. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read those tweets before we're done. Like us on Facebook, search Saturday Night Huge Show.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Horowitz and Boccioni are back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. One final segment together. Horowitz and Zach Gelb up at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Pacific.
He is.
Zach Gelb, I'm sure he'll be talking about Andrew Luck. We've had some great back and forth with the audience. I don't believe the breaking news category is there for Andrew Luck because he unexpectedly retired. Was anybody planning on the Colts winning it all this year? Anybody? Raise your hand. Injuries. Obviously, when it comes to Andrew Luck, he was tough, battled through it, and said, quote, I feel quite exhausted as I look at the CBSSports.com main page. Did it warrant the breaking news category that we have witnessed tonight? Also, what quarterbacks do you group him with? And I thought Troy, the caller from Colorado, the Phillip Rivers category is a good one. It is. I think that's the perfect comparison for the career of Andrew Luck. I said Matt Ryan, but then a lot of comments came my way because I think we're on in Atlanta. Alan Jeffrey Newsom tweets at Saturday Huge. Sorry, comparing Luck to Ryan, there is no comparison. Matt Ryan, Super Bowl appearance, regular season MVP, only has missed like two or three games in his career. All Luck's losses in the postseason by 20 points and more, just saying. Thank you, Alan Jeffrey Newsom. Mysterious Crescent tweets at Saturday Huge. What a ridiculous question to ask about Andrew Luck. He was a starting NFL QB that retired unexpectedly. Of course it warrants talking about. Maybe it's a slow night for your show to come up with topics. Well, thank you, Mysterious Crescent. How about you use your name instead of Mysterious Crescent? Horowitz said we had a caller from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Compare it to the early retirement of Calvin Johnson. Not Calvin was a Megatron athletic specimen freak. Maybe the best physical specimen. I'm not going to say the best wide receiver, put him in the Rice category. But his retiring early was about injuries and about being a part of a losing culture that hasn't won a playoff game since 91. Andrew Luck just won a playoff game last year against Houston. I like the Rivers, really. I know I started with, you know, Matt Stafford, Jay Cutler, based on yardage, and Tony Romo, but I like the Rivers comparison to Luck. Not quite Matt Ryan. If Matt Ryan announced he's retiring tonight, he had a better career than Luck. And Mr. Newsom pointed that out on Twitter. And Tom Revito is listening in Westview, Pennsylvania. He tweets at Saturday Huge, so would you say the Dan Marino, or say that Dan Marino, should not have been considered an elite quarterback? He got to a Super Bowl. And he threw for a gazillion yards, and he was a gamer and had a gun and a rocket. Come on. Don't hate me. Don't do it, please. Ray in Texas, here on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Ray?
Hey, yes. I was calling from Mahia. And I think anytime GM or head coach lose the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season, I think it should be breaking news. It's not about stats. It's about losing your starting quarterback. And I think he was a good quarterback. He was a solid quarterback. He just didn't have a supporting cast around him when he came into the league, and he got beat up. And it showed in his career. You know, but I think it should be breaking news. I think you're going to ask the GM, the coach, the head coach, and they will tell you it is breaking news to them.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray. Appreciate you listening down in Texas. Let's go to Illinois and Kirk. Thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Good. Thanks. I was thinking that Ryan Leaf, well, first off, I'm a Bears fan, but it just seems like my subjective memory of that without stats or anything is really Ryan Leaf, because it got ended so quick and he didn't have that offensive line. So I think when it comes down to it, like as time passes, he'll be one of those what could have been.
Well said, Kirk. Thanks for your huge opinion in Illinois. I like but Revers has had, you know, he's a tough guy at sustainability, whatever, consistency, however you want to phrase it. Someone else pointed out, Joe Flacco on Twitter, that's a pretty good comparison. AJ in Baltimore maybe could tell us more about comparing Luck to Flacco. What do you think, AJ?
Thanks for having me on. I'm just thinking, you said earlier he was 4-4 in the playoffs. And I was like, well, I got a quarterback that won 10 games in the playoffs and a Super Bowl. So how do you compare him to Andrew Luck?
Yeah, well, you're talking about Flacco, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, see, so do I. I think my comparison, and AJ, thanks for listening to Baltimore, is just based on how I look at a quarterback, what he's done. I don't line up stats and numbers. I do say about Super Bowl, so I had to stay consistent, I'd have to put Flacco in front of him. Rivers is 3-4 in the playoffs. Lux 4-4. They're great athletes. Luck is just, his negative has been injuries. I'll do the Rivers. I like that what Troy in Colorado said earlier. I'll stick with comparing Luck to Rivers in terms of the level I think he was as an NFL QB. Andy in Iowa, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
The numbers don't match, but when Bernie Carves are played, he could have been Elway. There was the drive, and there was the fumble. He could have had two Super Bowls. Definitely he would have had to go back to Montana, but Bernie could have had two Super Bowls.
Bernie Kosar. Wow. Boy, that drive, that's why they're just waiting for Baker Mayfield. Thank you for listening in Iowa. Dustin McCray comments on Twitter. Luck definitely isn't a Hall of Famer. If he had been able to make a 15-year career, I think he could be. Talent-wise, I'd put him in the category with Big Ben. Yeah, because I'm talking talent. I'm not talking just rings or championships or how far you went in the playoffs. Big Ben, Flacco, Rivers, that type of QB. Colts should give up a third rounder for Teddy Bridgewater, who's backing up Breeze down in Houston. I also was thinking about Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins. Dolphins aren't going anywhere, right? Do you let Rosen just play and get the experience? Do you get a second or third rounder if you're the Dolphins for giving up Fitzpatrick? Maybe more considering how desperate the Colts could be, or do they believe in Frank Reich has been a genius, I believe, in the NFL, working with quarterbacks, Jacoby Brissett. Can he utilize the weapons that Luck had? AFC South, wide open. It really is. Steve Latimer tweets at Saturday Huge. He says, Jay Cutler played until he was 34. Comparing his total passing stats to Lux at 29 is a huge misrepresentation. T.N. Garrett is listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. Yes, that's major news, talking about Luck retiring. If it was news he was going to play in preseason game 4, then no. Bill Beck, listening in Nassau Bay, Texas. Breaking news on a sports level? Totally. Jedi Wolverine tweets at Saturday Huge, absolutely does deserve breaking status. Crush McDivitt. You have to love Twitter. Crush comments. The question you have to ask yourself, was this a surprise to you? If yes, and a sports fan, it's understandable that the networks will cover it that way and play it as if it was a natural disaster or national disaster. Is it a surprise he was hurt and not playing? And there was a lot of mystery about his calf/foot injury. And he didn't allude to that. He alluded to not wanting to go through the mental part of rehabbing injuries. And the quote that was on CBSSports.com and sits there from Andrew Luck explaining his decision, I feel quite exhausted. So does he heal and come back a year from now? Does he? Who knows? Well, a lot of people, you looked at his 2018 numbers, maybe the best of his career, and some thought he would never come back, that the shoulder, and he was staying away, and he just can't throw anymore, and look what he did. He's only 29, takes a year off, feels it, wants it. Ahsan Fowler in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, comments on my Disney story with the kids from earlier in the show. Great Disney story. That mouse knew exactly what he was up to. Way to stand your ground. Hey, mouse, I got somewhere you can put that Disney medallion. Thank you. Ahsan Fowler, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, wrapping up our show. Thank you to Horowitz, Boccioni, McCarthy with an update. Zach Gelb is coming up next. 24/7. Drop your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter.